I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
From gutters to landscaping, from replacement windows to a full basement remodel, and everything in between, it's time for the Nary Milwaukee Home Improvement Show. Now, here's your host, Big Time Mike McGivern, on 105.7 FM, The Fan.
Welcome into the Nary Milwaukee Home Improvement Show on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan. I'm Mike McGivern alongside the executive director for Nary Milwaukee, Diane Wellhouse. Diane, how are you?
I'm great, and how are you, Mike?
Good. It's good to see you.
Good to see you. Thanks for having us.
Yeah. Spring is...
Not here.
No, it's here. It's here. This is what we get for spring here in Milwaukee, and thank God for that. I'll tell you, it's good to see that the grass is green, and I'm sure that there's going to be a lot of Nary members out working today after all the rain. So they will be out, and maybe one of them is going to leave the studio and head out to work. I don't know. Jason Dabrowski is the owner of J&J Contractors, and he's my friend. He's a good man. Jason, how you been?
Good morning. Good. How are you?
Yeah, you got to work today?
I do.
Yeah, I knew that. You know what? That was an easy bet.
Yeah.
That was a really easy bet. Hey, guys, we're going to talk a lot about what's coming up next weekend. And it's a big weekend for us at Nary Milwaukee. The Tour of Remodel Homes, which is held annually in the month of May, is coming up about next week. You guys excited? Getting nervous?
Ecstatic.
Ecstatic that it's coming? Or
yeah, absolutely. It's an amazing event for us.
It is. Look, I have a lot of favorite events, and as they start getting closer, I go, no, this is my favorite event. No, this is my favorite event. And, in fact, the Bags Tournament, if I don't have to play Jason, is one of my favorite.
When's that happening?
August.
August.
Okay.
I've been practicing every day. Are you
coming to play?
Jesse's my partner. All right. We got to the final four last year, and then you had a ringer again and beat us, I think, or somebody beat us. I don't know. Hey, this Tour of Remodel Home, guys, and we have another guest in studio that I'm going to introduce here in a minute, but the Tour of Remodel Homes, May 18th and 19th, we've got 15 homes featured. And I love this event because you get to walk into these houses that have been remodeled, and you get to talk to the contractor and ask him or her questions. Why did you? How did you do it this way? And to be able to do that, I think, is really an interesting concept. And I just think people get a lot out of it.
You know, many people go ahead and they watch, you know, HGTV and all of these types of programs. And if you're really looking to get the possibilities of what can be done to your home, there's nothing like walking through a remodeled home to really visualize, feel, and see the possibilities. And then be able to talk with that contractor to say, what did you do here and why? You know, what did this homeowner want? Is it similar to your ideas? And then you can start talking with that contractor personally about what you're thinking, what the possibilities are, and see if you connect with that contractor to see if that's someone you want to invite to your home to see your project.
I tell people to make sure that they bring a notebook.
Absolutely.
And you know what? The first time Terry, my wife, and I went, we didn't. And we had a need at that point. Well, when we got done in about four homes, she had a list of wants at that point. And she was like, look, we do. We need to have these new cabinets in our kitchen. But boy, the backsplash, the lighting, we could probably put an island, we could get new floor. And I thought, hold on a second. She's like, did you see what they did in this house? If we combine that and then the second house we went to, do you remember what they did with the lighting? And I wish we would have brought a notebook. Every time we've gone since, I've brought a notebook because I get some ideas, she gets some ideas. And when we talk to the contractors, who most of them I know from doing this show, we can ask really like good questions like, you know, did you come up with that idea or did the homeowner or how did that happen? And I think it's just a really nice way of going through and getting great ideas for what you want to do with your house.
We also offer at the homes, too, if you forgot your notebook, we have a resource guide.
Right.
And the resource guide actually has all 15 homes featured in it. So sometimes that picture of that home will trigger your memory as to what you saw there. So you can write notes right inside that resource guide on that page of the home where you saw things, talk to a contractor. That's another way to
That book is really nice. Sits on your coffee table and you keep going through it. Hey, Jason, really quickly before we get to our other special guest, when you start working on a project, are there projects that you're working on that you think, hey, this might warrant to be part of the tour of remodel homes?
Correct. And actually, we started 2 weeks ago one of our houses for next year already. And the next one is literally signed and probably can start in 2 weeks.
And you know that, okay, this is one that's going to be up to the challenge to be part of the tour of remodel homes.
Correct. So one's in Elm Grove and then one's in Greendale again. Always do one in Greendale and then one I always try to be in the Honey Hole, which would be like Tulsa, Elm Grove, Whitefish Bay. And so this one happens to be in Elm Grove this year.
And you live in Greendale, so, right?
Yes, it's actually right next door to my house.
Is it really?
It is.
That's perfect. I had a chance to see your house a couple years ago. And as part of the soiree, and that's the reason that we have our next special guest in, is the party that goes on at May 17th that we really want to talk about. And the home that you did in Whitefish Bay is this year's soiree.
It is. It's an absolutely beautiful house. Overlooks Lake Michigan. Just an amazing remodel. The backyard, the way that Aurora's setting up and Neri's setting up everything with the tents and the lighting, and then Saz is with the food. This is like a premier event in Milwaukee.
Yeah, I can't wait. And we are joined. She has represented Team Phoenix. She's a doctor at Aurora. She's Dr. Judy Tejo. Dr. Judy, how are you today?
I'm great. Good morning.
Thanks for coming. Yeah, thanks for coming in. So the part of this 3 years ago, we started the idea, and it was very personal for you, Jason, that we raise money for cancer care. And the Aurora time and the partnership has been phenomenal. And
it
has. We're raising money for the Aurora Cancer Care House. And Dr. Tejo, with Team Phoenix, and we're going to talk about what Team Phoenix is and what you guys do, the idea behind this is to showcase a home and have a soiree like no other. And look, I've been part of these now the last couple of years, and the food and the fun is really incredible, and I look forward to this one, Jason. This is good.
Yes, I'm excited.
Is there going to be bags there? Are you not doing that? Remember that first one at your house?
Yes.
Dr. Judy, I'm not very good at bags, and he is, and we bet $100, and the money's going to go right to Cancer Care House as the gal was standing there. And the game was to 21, and I was up 19-4 or something and lost.
Oh.
And I'm very competitive. And you know what? So I took the $100 bill out of my wallet, handed it, and you know what he did? He took $100 out of his wallet and handed it. Even though he beat me, he said, look, I'll pay the $100. We'll talk about this for a long time.
That's
awesome. And we have. Hey, can we talk a little bit about, and Diane, I'm going to start with you, how we tied in with Aurora Cancer Care House and the meaning behind what we're doing with this?
Sure. So 3 years ago, NARI Milwaukee decided that we really wanted to be more in touch with our community and give back. You know, our contractors are very generous, very giving, and so is our community. So when we went out and looked for a charity partner, we wanted somebody that shared our values. And we believe that Aurora and NARI share a common theme of local, proven, trusted.
Right.
And so we decided that cancer was going to be our initiative, and then we partnered with them. And every year we find a different area inside of Aurora in which we're giving money to. So we went to patient care the first time. We went to research this time. And this year we're doing Team Phoenix, which is much more geared towards survivorship and long-term survivorship.
Right.
So it's just really, that's it. We're just really trying to give back to the community, show the generosity of the Metro Milwaukee area. And we just think Aurora is that partner to do that with.
You know, and I've done a lot of research on Team Phoenix, and I'm really impressed with what they do and the fact that Dr. Tejo is here. And before we talk more about Team Phoenix, I wanted to congratulate you, if I could. Again, doing some research on you, you were the first recipient of the Melody Wilson Olenberg Visionary Award in 2018. And reading this, congratulations on that.
Thank you.
Can you talk a little bit about that?
So, as many of you know, that ABCD was started by Melody Wilson, who also faced a lot of struggles with cancer. And she had all the greatest resources in the world, but realized that it was different. You were still missing that aspect of knowing someone out there who walked through it in your shoes. And so that's what she created, a one-on-one partnership with patients who had been through the whole cancer journey and then was be able to serve as a mentor for others who were also going through their own journeys. And so I've been involved with that program for, since I've been here, 18 years now. And it's a wonderful organization. And it was a real honor to receive that award.
Well, congratulations on that. And I just wanted to say that. And I asked your, you know, if it's okay if I talk about that. And you said, well, sure, but let's move on from it. Just do it quickly and let's move on. And I will do that. Hey, talk a little bit about Team Phoenix. And the reason, again, we're talking with doctors, because on May 17th, and we're going to invite You don't have to be a NARI member. You just got to be somebody that likes coming to a really cool party, getting a chance to fellowship and see a lot of other people that have a common goal, and that's to not only showcase this home, but to raise money for Aurora Team Phoenix. And it's May 17th. You can go to NARIMilwaukee.org to get more information and to purchase tickets. Tickets are $150, and trust me, $150 – for the food that you're getting, for the entertainment you're going to have. Is there an open bar? I don't drink. There's an open
bar,
right?
There is, yeah. Beer and wine.
Beer and wine.
Oh, yeah. All the food you can eat, all done by Saz's, who's our big sponsor. We really appreciate what they do. They do a signature cocktail every year for the event with their signature menu. And then we have David Brain Wines, who is bringing all the wines for the event this year. It's awesome.
It's going to be awesome. And I'll tell you what, to watch some of the NARI guys get all dressed up, that's pretty impressive to me, because, you know, I normally see them either when they're on the job or they're here in the studio. Let's talk a little bit about Team Phoenix, if we can. Doctor, how did it start and why did it start? And exactly what is Team Phoenix?
So in 2011, I was given a small donation for cancer survivorship. And at the time, I went to a dear patient of mine. She was in her 30s, just delivered a baby boy 8 months ago and had another two-year-old. And I said, what would make a difference in your life? Because she was diagnosed up front with stage 4 breast cancer. When we found it, we already found that the breast cancer had metastasized to her bones. And so she was going through chemotherapy. And she said, help me find a way to keep my mojo so that my kids remember me when I'm gone, that I still was full of life and energy and strength, so that I can keep up with them do I go through these treatments. So at the time, I was starting my journey with triathlons and hadn't quite yet worked up my way to Ironman, but realized that even with that, just the small distances, you had to have a regular exercise regimen, and had some really great coaches. And I noticed in myself the improvement in being able to get through the day without feeling extremely tired, and just had more energy. And I said, well, Kim, would you be willing to try something as crazy as training for a triathlon? She looked at me and she says, you're absolutely crazy, but yeah, I'm in. So that first year, I hand-selected some of my bravest patients who knew me. So I was their surgeon, and they knew that I liked to think out of the box. And they said, all right, we're all in. So it started out small. I reached out to my partner in the cancer rehab physical therapist, Dr. Leslie Walke, and she is also a big fan of getting patients to exercise not only after treatment but during treatment, so that patients stay strong throughout their treatment, and that's really a big part of it. It helps build up immune systems. It does a lot for the psyche to be able to keep going during treatments and then afterwards. And with a lot of partnerships from within the hospital, caregivers who could make sure that I could keep everybody safe, as well as community who also backed us. You know, we had patients who couldn't afford a bike, and so Wheel and Sprocket worked with us to loan bikes to patients during this 14-week period. And great folks in InStep with running, and then I can't tell you how many partners who volunteered the use of their pool so that we can teach patients safely how to swim, first indoors and then outdoors. And it was a success. I mean, more than I ever could have imagined, because all 12 people who crossed the finish line says, you can't stop this year. You've got to keep this going.
Wow.
And so since 2011, the program has grown and grown and grown. So nowadays we take up to 60 patients every year. We used to only focus on patients with breast cancer, but we have now opened it up to patients with any kind of cancer. And not just within Aurora Healthcare, throughout all the community hospitals in the area. And so It's a great partnership. We work with physicians all over the southeastern Wisconsin, on all the local centers that help provide the equipment and the facilities. It's grown, and now we have at every practice a physician, three physical therapists, nurses, dietitians, and some incredible coaches in the triathlon world.
She is Dr. Judy Tejo, and we are talking about Team Phoenix because we're raising money for them. The soiree for NARI Milwaukee, the tour of remodel homes, May 17th. You can go online, narymilwaukee.org, for more information, not only the tour of model homes, but to get involved with this soiree. Again, tickets are $150, and I can't tell you that it's just a really, really good, fun, unique kind of charitable event through the NARI people that I think you're going to want to get involved in. I know that I'll be there. Jason will be there. We've got a couple guys from the sports station that we're hoping to get there. We'll find out here in a couple of days. But there's ways to have more fun when you're there. I know there's some auctions and some things that you can win when you're there. Do me a favor and look up this event. Again, it's narymilwaukee.org. You're going to get a chance to know more about Team Phoenix. And after listening to Dr. Judy, as she talked about Team Phoenix, the passion she has for this, we're going to want to raise as much money as we can. I know 2 years ago, Diane, we raised $10,000. Last year, we're at $15,000. This year, we're trying to get to $20,000. And we'll talk more about this on the other side of the break. This is the NARI Milwaukee Home Improvement Show on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan. Oh, welcome back to the NARI Milwaukee Home Improvement Show on Sports Radio 105.7 FM. The Fan. You like the music up there?
I do. That's appropriate for what we're talking about. We're celebrating good times.
Yes, we are. She's Diane Wellhouse, Executive Director for NARI Milwaukee. So joined the owner of J&J Contractors, Jason Jabrowski, and Dr. Judy Tijo. She is representing Aurora and Team Phoenix. And we are talking all day today for this hour about the tour of model homes for NARI Milwaukee coming up on the 18th and 19th, and in particular, the soiree that's coming up on the 17th. Pretty cool that we have a foundation that's going to match these funds that we raise, correct?
Yeah, so when we were talking with Aurora about where the funds would go this year, they came back to us and said, you know, we have this opportunity. We have a Rood Family Foundation that has offered to give Team Phoenix $75,000 over the course of the next 3 years.
That's awesome.
$25,000 each year for a matching funds campaign. And we said, we're in. And so our goal is to obviously raise as much money as we can. And the wonderful thing about that is that for every dollar that we raise, we're doubling that dollar. So everybody's money's going significantly further because of this matching funds opportunity. And, you know, it might be a stretch for us, but, boy, how cool would it be for us to hand Aurora a $25,000 check and go match it?
Yeah, go ahead.
And all of a sudden it's 50. You know, I mean, that's just an incredible number to say when we hand over whatever it is that we can raise this year and somebody's going to double it, we're really excited about that opportunity and that partnership with Aurora.
NARIMilwaukee.org is where you're going to want to go again, May 17th. And look, it's great that we're raising money, and I'm excited about it. And you can see that Dr. Judy, big smile on her face when you said if we can get to $25,000 and double that, we're not asking you for a donation. What we're asking you for is to come to this great party. The house, and I've seen pictures of that house in Whitefish Bay. It's going to be a really cool thing to see. And you can walk through the house, take a look at all the things that J&J Contractors have done, and then get involved with the party, the entertainment part, the food. And Michelle Brown sent us the menu.
Oh, have you seen this? I actually brought it with me. It's ridiculous. You know, I know that we say in our literature, appetizers,
right?
It's not appetizers. Saz's puts on through their fine catering division. Let me just read a couple of these to you. You know, we have pan-fried freshwater perch, which everybody in this community loves their perch. But we have crab-stuffed freshwater jumbo prawns. We have garlic and lemon chicken legs. We have a pork loin that's marinated in lime, sea salt. So you can see here, we're not talking about cocktail wieners.
Right.
We're talking about fine, high-end food, great cocktails. Their signature cocktail this year is a Caribbean Whaler. They have an entire Caribbean-inspired menu that's going to be there. They'll have food stations all around, inside and outside. We have live entertainment, great networking, and we are going to be in a spectacular home remodeled by J&J.
And all the time, knowing that we're raising money for a great cause. And I don't know how you beat that. I just don't. And to be able to see this house, and again, I've seen pictures of it. Jason, you guys did a great job. Can you
talk
a little bit about the remodel?
I can, yeah. It's a full first floor remodel. Amazing kitchen, amazing island. The island just is just stunning. Fireplace, just beautiful fireplace with granite around it. We actually put stone in the fireplace to kind of look like it was almost just like in the beach of Lake Michigan.
Sure.
There's beams throughout the house. There's a shiplap with it's just a beautiful, beautiful house.
What was the, when you walked in, did they say, hey, look, this is what we're looking for, or did they say, help us?
No, she really wanted it to almost be like a part of Lake Michigan. And she's like, wanted to bring, even in the powder bath, she has wallpaper in there of Lake Michigan.
Really?
Of the waves like crashing up on the shore. It's just really, really neat.
Is it a large family? Does she have a lot of kids?
You know what? I know she has a few kids.
Yeah, because I'm wondering about the island. You keep talking about the island. Is it an island that are they able to cook the island, or is it more for sitting?
It's more for seating at the island, yes. Yeah. And just entertaining.
Open concept?
It is, yeah. We opened up tons and tons of walls, had to do a lot of headers and steel beams to give the open concept.
How long of a project was it for you?
So usually it's about 6 months. This one did take about 8. The winter was just a really rough winter. And then the other thing that happened is when we first dug the hole, and I don't know if you remember last fall, it was just raining like crazy.
Right.
We literally dug it, and it just kept, the hole just kept filling back up with us, and the dirt just kept collapsing. And so we literally had to hand dig it, and then it would rain again, and then it would fill up again. And I'm just like, okay. So literally went through like 3 or 4 weeks of that.
Oh, boy.
But you know what? It's done. It's beautiful. They are so happy. It's amazing. And they could not be happier to have this event.
Well, we look forward to it because, again, for me personally to come to these, and thank you guys for inviting me, these have been really fun and get a chance to, like you said, if you see the word appetizer, this is you're not getting cheese and a cracker and you're walking away. Saz's does a great job with the food, and every time you turn, there's somebody there. Hey, would you like to try this? Do you want to try this? Would you like this? And then there's stations all over the place. And again, all the whole time raising money for a really good cause. And when we talked to Dr. Judy about her passion with Team Phoenix, I asked her during the break, I said, did you have any idea when you started this where it would come to? And she just smiled and said, no, I didn't. The cool part for this, Dr. Tejo, is the amount of people that have gotten involved because either they know somebody that's gotten involved, but have come in to help sponsor this, has blown you away a little bit.
It really has. We had one athlete who happened to do marketing for a well-known company, and she was able to help us build our reputation across the country. And at one point, we had Lands' End actually donating post-mastectomy swimwear for every single one of our athletes and of all body types. And so we were really grateful for that. Yesterday, I was interviewed by Sports Illustrated. Somehow they found out about us. And we're getting out there. And a lot of times people ask us, well, how can we recreate this program in our community? And it just takes a really good combination of physicians who really care about their patients, not just during their cancer treatment, but afterwards, because I think we all owe it to our patients to help them get back integrated into life after all of their cancer treatment in face of all their side effects.
Obviously, Sports Illustrated must have heard you were going to be on the Mary Milwaukee Home Brewing Show, and that's why they called. Hopefully, you said you spell my last name correctly.
You bet.
Yeah, probably not, but that's a good try. Hey, on the other side of the break, we'll continue talking about this, and I wanted to talk a little bit about it's a 14-week fitness program, correct?
It is. But yeah. So what Dream has been for always for many, many years, but we lacked the funding for it, was, you know, after the 14 weeks, it ends July 31st, and then patients saying, okay, what next, what next, what next? But more importantly, those patients who have finished their cancer treatment in July, August, you know, what do they do until the spring season? So it's been a dream of mine to create year-long programs so that patients, as soon as they finish their treatment and they say, what's next, and I want to start feeling better to because in breast cancer, we gain 10% of our weight during chemotherapy because of the way the treatments are built. So we would love to be able to just segue patients into, okay, next Team Phoenix. And their whole concept behind Team Phoenix is that this is a concept of a bird who dies, burns, rises from the ashes, and renewed. And,
sure.
And that's how the concept came about. So that would be one challenge. And the other is to, at least within the Midwest area, to be able to try to recreate these programs so it's not just the Metro Milwaukee area, although we have a large footprint that goes all the way from northern Milwaukee down to Lake Country, all the way down south to Kenosha is where all our patients draw from currently. But we'd like to extend beyond that.
Yeah, you know, you during the break, and we need to get to a break here, but Jason said, hey, you know, it's all female, any chance? And you said one day. That's coming, maybe?
I would love that. I would love that, to try that with patients who have been through prostate cancer. Hoping my urology friends out there will join me. We'd love to do that.
We have an idea, don't we, Jay?
I do. I think my dad would be a perfect person for that.
You know what? You know what he's going to say? If McGivern does it, I'll do it.
All right. Throw down.
Hey, what you've done has been pretty impressive, though.
Down 64 now. Got it's a long amazing. Way to go.
Way to go.
Yeah, I know, doctor. But
rocket.
Yeah, it's really leveled off here, and we're trying. But, you know, if your dad gets involved with this, I'll hang out with him
Ooh,
for a bit.
There we go. Okay, I hear it.
Yeah. You know he'll make fun of me the whole time, but that's okay. He's a good man. We got to get to a break. This is the Nary Milwaukee Home Improvement Show on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan. Welcome back to the Nary Milwaukee Home Improvement Show on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan. Music is called the Party Anthem, the Rock Party Anthem. New to me.
I love looking at your face while this was playing.
Yeah, because
What's happening right now?
I have no idea. But you know what? We're talking about a big party, so we need to have party music to go by. I'm Mike McGivern. Thanks for listening. My special guest in studio, Diane Wellhouse, Executive Director for Nary Milwaukee. The owner of J&J Contractors, they're located on Lewis Road in Greendale. You can go to jjcontractorsllc.com and do what Mike McGivern, Gary Ellerson, Steve Sparky Pfeiffer, and about six other people here at Entercom have done, and you call Jason. He is the owner, and he 423-9200, 423-9200. And if I get into my coaching friends, there's more, right?
There is.
And family members.
Yeah.
You know why? Because I totally trust you, young man.
Thank you, sir.
That's the reason. That is the reason. And you guys do really good work. And I can prove it. You know how I can prove it? Come to my house, go to my sister's house, or come to the soiree on the 17th. That would be the best way. Because you can come see the work that J&J Contractors have done, and we can raise money for a really, really good cause. During the break, we're also joined representing Team Phoenix, and she's a doctor at Aurora. She's Dr. Judy Tejo. We talked a little bit during the break about are these women really good athletes to start with before they get involved in Team Phoenix? And you said, absolutely not. Let me talk a little bit about that.
Right. Every now and then we get a ringer here and there. But for the most of the time, I'd say 95% of our patients are really deconditioned after their cancer treatments. They probably didn't consider themselves exercisers or athletes by any means even before treatment. But then afterwards, it's really tough to be able to just walk a quarter mile, or they feel extremely winded in half a flight of stairs. We had one year where literally 25% of our patients did not know how to swim before we started this program. And you know, we have some basic requirements that you can't be on supplemental oxygen, and you need to be able to get up if you're on the ground by yourself. And those were all our basic requirements, and we would help you get through the rest.
Can I ask, where do you start then? I mean, where do you, if somebody has a hard time walking a quarter of a mile or doesn't know how to swim, and you tell them you're going to run a triathlon. Where do you start?
Yeah. Well, you don't have to run. You just need to cross the finish line,
okay.
Whether you walk or you jog.
But you have to swim and ride a bike.
You do, and we provide a swim angel at your side to make sure that you feel safe. It's for anybody who knows that she or he needs to exercise but just doesn't know where to start. That's where Team Phoenix comes in. We provide you a safety net of clinicians who believe you can do it and will help you get through any barriers that you're encountering. Patients who feel like they just, you know, need more strength in a particular muscle group, we provide those exercises. I mean, clearly the patient has to do the work, but we will meet them where they're at and work from there. And so if it means just being able to start walking for 30 minutes a day at maybe a 0.5% incline on a hill just down the street from your house, then that's where we start.
Yeah, I have a couple questions for you. I'm wondering the feeling after the first. It had to be an unbelievable feeling for you and the people from Team Phoenix, especially for you, when they finished that first year. and I see that this is emotional for you, and rightfully so. It is for us here with you, because for you to think this up and think, let's try this, and to have it be so successful, and then to be at the finish line with these women had to be incredible.
Yeah, it's an honor to be their surgeon and to get them through some really challenging times in their life. But that day of when they all crest the finish line, and the bear hugs that would last for minutes, not just for my patients, but their families.
Right.
For them to come back and they say, you've given her back to us.
Yeah. You've changed their lives.
Yeah.
Look, and for you guys that listen to the show, I know that this is a group that believes a lot in giving back to this community. And we're not asking you to write a check to just, you know, the Phoenix. If you want to do that, that's great. I completely ask you to do that. But to come over and join us on the 17th and to meet Jason, to meet Diane, and meet the people from Nary, Milwaukee that care so much about this community, see a great house, have, you know, some really good food, and raise money so that Dr. Judy and her group can continue in this mission to help people. She changes lives. And to be able to do that and give a little bit of money to help this continue, go to NaryMilwaukee.org. It's May 17th, next Friday, this coming Friday.
Yeah.
And I hear the weather's going to be great, Jason.
I just saw rain.
I did.
Hopefully that would be mud. 3 years in a row.
I just saw you yesterday. You said the weather's going to be great.
It changed. It's saying rain now.
You know what? It'll change again.
Though, it's going to be nice.
It'll change again. And you know what? The last 2 years have been rain. It hasn't mattered because it's been really fun.
It has.
And this some of this will be outside. Some will be inside. Don't worry about that.
Whatever we're tented. The weather, we're heated. We got you covered. Got There's plenty of cattails to take any worries away.
They're Nary, Milwaukee. I mean, if it's raining Friday morning, they'll build a dome by Friday evening if you want them to, and they'll do it correctly because that's what these guys do. Hey, can you talk a little bit about Tour of Remodel Homes? We've only touched on it. But there's 20, is it 20 locations, 15, something
15
like
this
that?
Year.
15 this year. And you can go to NaryMilwaukee.org and find the map and find the locations. And what I like about it is if you're going to be redoing your kitchen, find where the kitchen remodels are. There's probably four or five of them. If you're redoing your basement, look for that. Whatever you're planning on doing, or if you just like the TV shows like you talked about, you like seeing the before and after, you get to do that and walk right in and see these. And I think that the Tour of Remodel Homes is one of the best things that we do. How long have we been doing that, by the way?
This is our 20th year. And I also want to make sure that everybody knows that, you know, if you can't, if the soiree on the 17th isn't in your wheelhouse to be able to attend, even purchasing a ticket to the tour on that weekend, proceeds to that also goes to Team Phoenix. So everything this entire weekend is all benefiting Team Phoenix.
I'm glad you said that because, you know, I passed over that and I need to make more of a point of that because I want people to come to this party. I do. I it's just if you come to one, you're going to come each year
because
you're going to get that feel of, boy, we're really giving back to a great cause and we're helping Team Phoenix continue in this mission. And trust me, this is her ministry. This is what she does, and she changes lives by doing it. And then you're going to get a chance to meet a lot of great people and have good food. And I need to make sure that on this show that we let people know when you buy a ticket, you're still, if you can't get there on the 17th, okay, I'll forgive you for that.
Right.
But you can still help us, and you can always write a check and go to certainly go to the website Aurora, and you can Google Team Phoenix and all the information that you need. What I did was I looked up Dr. Tejo, and it's T-J-O-E. Dr. Judy Tejo, T-J-O-E, and all the information that I needed on Team Phoenix came up, and you'll be really impressed. Spend a few minutes and read not only what she's accomplishing and trying to accomplish, but then go to NaryMilwaukee.org and purchase your tickets. Can you buy tickets the day of the event?
For the soiree?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay.
Yep. You can do it at the door online. So all of these tickets can be bought easily online And
right. And my recommendation, do it beforehand.
Absolutely.
So that we know how much food
yep.
to order.
Yep. That always, yes, absolutely. That definitely helps. But if we have a couple of walk-ins, not a problem. We can do tickets online. Same thing when you're doing the tour. If you decide all of a sudden you want to go, you can pull out your smartphone and buy your tickets right there online for $15. And again, if you didn't pick up on the passion and the emotion and how meaningful this charity is to our community,
right.
You didn't have enough coffee this morning if you didn't get that memo.
You know
so,
what?
I mean,
I do, and I love you guys, and I love my wife, but I love her.
Yeah.
I just do. I think Dr. Judy, when she talks about how important this is to her and the people that she works with, it's very emotional and means so much that if we can help in this small way, then let's do that. Let's get you a break. This is the Nary Milwaukee Home Improvement Show on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan. I didn't know you had that kind of rhythm, Diane.
Oh, yeah.
Put the headphones back on. We're not in the dance floor. We're not in the disco. Holy cow. She is Diane Wellhouse, the executive director for Nary Milwaukee, also joined by Jason Sprowski. He's the owner of J&J Contractors. You can go to jjcontractorsllc.com. And in studio with us, and she's done a great job of explaining Team Phoenix. She is Dr. Judy Tejo from Aurora. Jason, we were talking during the break about not only at that soiree are you going to be able to have great food and entertainment and the wine and the cocktail that Saz has put together and some people like, you know, for me, water and soda and soft drinks, all of that. But there'll be some other ways for us to raise money through auctions and raffles.
Correct.
And stuff.
So there's going to be a silent auction. I think we have between 7 and 10 different items, wine baskets, brewer tickets,
Six flag tickets.
So some really neat baskets with a bunch of stuff in them that are going to be raffling off. And then also we're going to have a something big. Not sure exactly what yet, but something big right when you come in with your tickets that you'd buy raffle tickets to get a chance of winning that.
So you know what? Bring some cash. Bring your checkbook.
Yeah, you know what? Yes, the tickets are $150, and money of that goes to this, but if someone wants to write a check, even if it's $20,
yes.
Guess what? It's now $40.
Yeah, there you go.
So, you know what? If someone wants to donate, let's do this. Let's knock this out of the park. Let's make this bigger than it's ever been.
Diane, you said in that first segment, can you imagine, you know, if we could hand a check off to Dr. Judy for $25,000 because it becomes $50.
Yeah.
And it's kind of like, okay, you know what? We've gone from 10 to 15 and the goal was 20. If we can get to 25, let's do that. Let's make this great foundation. And we had talked about the foundation during the break and what really nice people they are. And to do this, and they would love for us to give a check to 25 and they have them match that to make this 50. What would that kind of money mean for Team Phoenix?
Well, it would not only help us bring more programming to more people across our geographic area, but it would also be able to create year-round programming so that patients don't have to wait until next spring for the next event. We could create programs where we would all get together for walking in the fall or biking in the fall and then running in the indoors in the winter and then starting our swim season a little bit earlier. But also, and equally more importantly, is that we really have an opportunity here to understand with research to understand how exercise improves overall cancer survival, which has been reported over and over again in the scientific literature. But no one has been able to identify the mechanism of action as to how that happens. And I have my own theories. And because we have a great group of invested women who continue to exercise, so the national statistics are that if you poll every cancer survivor and ask them, are you adhering to the national guidelines of exercising 150 minutes per week of moderate exercise, only 30 to 35% of them will say yes. But if you poll our patients whom we maintain contact with over the years, 85% of them are adhering to the national guidelines.
It's
so
a
there's
huge
something
number.
So there's something about being able to work out with like-minded individuals that keeps them motivated. And we have a lot of great university partners who are studying how that psychosocial interaction can improve that adherence rate. But this year, our patients, 90% of them, offered to donate blood, urine, saliva, and then fill out all of these quality of life questionnaires regarding fatigue and how they're feeling. And they're going to do that before the start of the program, after the start of the program, and then every year for the next 5 years. And this year we partnered with Garmin. So all of their exercise activity from now over the next 5 years gets uploaded into a cloud that our data analytics team is downloading to determine how their exercise levels over the next 5 years impacts their overall survival as we continue to follow them over the years.
How exciting is that? That's really exciting. And to be able to take the knowledge of that and then to show, hey, look, this is, look at what's happening with the people we're working with. The amount of friendships that happen through this have got to be incredible. Because like you said, look, exercising with like-minded people, you look forward to it. It's hard and you laugh through it. My wife and I do 9 round together, right? 9 round, it's 30 minutes. But we go in there and we laugh at each other. But we get it done. We go really hard.
That's right.
And after, we both survived it.
Yeah.
And now we can yell at the trainer behind his back. And can you believe how mean he was to us kind of stuff? And we hold hands and go to the car. And we got our workout in. I would assume that the friendships that occur through Team Phoenix have got to be incredible.
Lifelong. Friendships amongst the patients, friendships with the businesses that we partnered with. Chocolate Factory has been fantastic about sponsoring a lot of our events, so shout out to them.
Hold on. Chocolate Factory?
Yeah. That sounds
really hold good. On. I'm in. You know what? Now you're singing from my hymn book, sister. That's Chocolate Factory.
They've been wonderful. I understand that because, and you know, shout out to the guys that I'm not working out with this morning, but they keep it real. They keep it fun. They keep me grounded. And I can only imagine that that's what everybody needs to stay true to their regular exercise.
Boy, this is what a good event now. I'm really fired up. I'm so happy that you came today. Dr. T. Joe, and I said to you, boy, I bet your parents must be really proud of you. And you said, I think they are. They don't know everything I'm doing.
They don't know what I do.
I think they don't know exactly what I do, but I bet they're really, and they should be. And the people that you have helped and this Team Phoenix thing that you started and has grown is just really a perfect fit, I think, Diane, with what Nary Milwaukee is all about.
Oh, absolutely. You know, again, we go back to why did we even start a partnership with Aurora? And it's all about those hometown values of local, trusted, and proven. And, you know, and this has been an amazing interview today and to learn so much more and have a deeper connection with Team Phoenix. I mean, I'm ready to get out my checkbook. I'm ready to say, Judy, how can I volunteer? How can I help? It's been inspiring to everybody. And if you're not, you know, listening to this show and not motivated to come to the tour, come to the soiree, or just make a donation to support this cause, help us double that money, you know, in partnership with the Rood Family Foundation. You know, let's really make this happen and let's give a great donation back to this community.
Do you know, this is so personal to her, and I'm going to speak like she's not in the room right now. I'm going to speak to you guys, but it's personal. I know, Jason, for you, and it's become very personal for me here in the last week on something in my family life, and I to see how emotional Dr. Judy can get when she's talking about these survivors and how hard they're working and the friendships that they have, that I just think it's really important. Come over to the soiree. Will you be there, by the way?
I'm going to try really hard. Now I just got to find someone to take care of my little kiddo.
You know what? We'll figure that out.
Okay. All right.
In fact, let's get a nanny. If you're a nanny out there, you call me and I'll get you involved with Dr. Judy. Guys, thank you so much. NaryMilwaukee.org. Again, Tour of Model Homes, May 18th and 19th, the soiree, the 17th. And again, throughout that whole weekend, we're raising money for Team Phoenix and Aurora Cancer Care. And guys, thank you. Diane, thanks for coming in.
Thank you.
Jason, it's always good
thank
to see you.
And yeah. Thank you, Dr. Judy. I really
absolutely
appreciate what you're doing. It's
thank
absolutely
you
amazing.
Thank you very much.
I couldn't
much
be happier to be a part of this.
Yeah, me neither. I agree. Thank you
very
so much.
Honored.
You did really good.
Thank
this
you
is the Nary Moore. I'm proud of you. This is the, and chocolate, tell chocolate
I'll have you
factory
call my parents
by my way. This is the Nary Milwaukee Home Improvement Show on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan.